Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, we are certainly excited. We have a great topic for you today. Today we want to talk about the steps to creating the right business. Now, I know that sounds very simple, but I'm amazed at how many people do actually go into business for themselves, but never stopping to ask, is this the right business? Is it the right business for you? Is it the right business for right now? So we want to talk about that today on the broadcast, but I want to first welcome to the show all of our first-time listeners. If this is the first time you've ever tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast. If you desire to talk to the host, all you need to do is dial in, dial 347-945-7991 and hit your number one key, or you could, if you're in the chat room, and welcome to our guests in the chat room, if you're in the chat room and you'd like to make a comment there, you would have to absolutely sign in and actually have your own membership right here on Blog Talk Radio. Though you do not necessarily have to start your own radio show, but many people have jumped on board with starting their own radio show. So it's been fun. I've had a great time on Blog Talk Radio. I've had a great time on the radio, having a radio program. It's been a little while now since we've been on Blog Talk Radio show since around 2008, and been doing radio since 2004 altogether, since 2004. So next year we actually celebrate 10 years as a radio show host. My very first radio show that I did was with a company called Audio Acrobat. I don't know if you ever heard of them. Audio Acrobat, it was an online radio show company just for women. That's how they started, and then I went over to WKMB 1070 on the AM dial right here in New Jersey. Did that for 3 years, and then I came over to Blog Talk Radio, and I've been here ever since. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, so talk about starting a business. Wow. You know, and starting the right business, because you know what? There's nothing like investing your time, your energy, never mind your finances, dedicating hours and hours and weeks into something only to realize that, oh, I'm going up the wrong tree or I'm in the wrong area. And some of us, we've done this with other areas of our lives. We've chosen the wrong field to study. We chose the wrong college to attend. We made the wrong decision whether to attend college now or attend later. Some of us have chose the wrong relationships more than once, more than twice. Some of us have made seems like a lifestyle of choosing the wrong mate, not me. I did do that, but I finally hit the jackpot. So, and sometimes that can happen with business as well. Steps to choosing the right business. Sometimes choosing the right business starts with, believe it or not, choosing the wrong business. Sometimes you have to figure out what you don't like, what you don't want, to get to what you do want. Sometimes it takes starting a business in an area or a field that isn't all that profitable. But when it comes to starting the right business, it would help if you think about, okay, is this business going to be profitable? This business that I want to start, let's just say you want to start a restaurant or some type of retail venture, maybe a motivational speaking business, a training company, a coaching business, a publishing business, selling shoes, like I said, some sort of retail, maybe a bakery. Like right now, bakeries are really hot. A lot of people are into the bakery thing. But now, is that a business that's right for you? Maybe you can't cook a lick, as they used to say back in the day. Maybe you can, or maybe you can cook, but you can't bake. So, you know, you got to think about what is the right business for you. And not only that, is it a right fit for your personality? Is it the right fit for the skills you have? Is it a right fit? Again, we see people, and now because of Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all these other social media networks, we get to get a bird's eye view on what a lot of people are doing. And sometimes we may see that and think that, oh, I can do that, I can do this, I can do that. Not always the case, because you can see, sure, what the person has put out there, but you didn't see what it took for them to get there. You didn't see all they had to go through to be in that spot. So you can't just look at a business that someone else is doing and say, I can do that. Now, sometimes you can. Some things are so simple that you can just look at someone else and say, oh, I can do that. But other things are a bit more complicated, and you want to be successful. Again, when it comes to starting, you know, everybody's starting businesses right now, right? That's the big thing. This is start your own business, be an entrepreneur, take some of the burden off of the economy, take yourself out of the need to be hired, and put yourself in a position to already be employed, and well, you would be what's called self-employed, and not only to be self-employed, but to possibly hire other people. That would be the ultimate goal. That is why the government is putting forth a lot of funding to hold workshops and seminars to teach people how to start businesses and how to be successful in those businesses so that you can hire other people off of the unemployment rolls. Therefore, further drilling down the high unemployment numbers right now and helping to put our economy, you know, back to work, so to speak. So as an entrepreneur and you start a business, you're what's called the self-employed. And they actually have self-employed insurance. And believe it or not, should your business go under, you can get self-employed workers' comp, unemployment. You can get unemployment benefits for self-employed people as well. So being self-employed basically is another form of employment. It's just where you're the one in the driver's seat. You're the one you're the creator, okay? So when you want to create the right business, the first step right there, the word create. So you have to be willing to create products, services, create new ideas, create new ways to reach your market. It's a lot of creating you have to do to be a business owner. You have to be a person that is able to dream and visualize and create. So having that right business is making sure that you have enough creative ideas to sustain that business. So if it's a restaurant, you have to be able to create some new foods, or at least have enough funding that you can hire someone to create those new foods, new menu ideas. If you ever notice, if you go into a really good restaurant, you will find that the menu is going to change. They are not, even though, you know, sometimes we go there and we're like, oh no, they no longer are serving this or that, which might have been your favorite dish, and yet they have all these new things, and you might think, oh wow, I want my same old whatever. But any good restaurant, they're going to change up. They're going to come up with new ideas, and as a business owner, you have to be able to do that. And so steps to creating the right business, one of those steps would be, first of all, accepting that you can decide which business is right for you. That's the decision you must make. No one can tell you which business is right for you. As a business coach, yeah, I could sit with you and we could bounce things off of each other and brainstorm to try to come up with, do some personal assessments, do some entrepreneurial assessments to find out what your talents, gifts, and skills are, what you're good at, what you like doing, what you already know about various industries, to try to figure it out. But ultimately, you have to, you know, figure that out. So that's the very, very first step. But also in creating a business, another step would be that you're recognizing and accepting that you have to be creative. It's going to be hard to have a successful business, and you're not creating, like I said, you have to create new products, new service, new ways to reach the market, new ways to attract customers, new ways to attract clients, new ways to increase your profits, new ways to hold down costs, new ways to expand your business. You have to be doing a lot of creativity. So, that was weird. Yeah, so being a successful business owner, being able to create the right business is going to be very, very important for you, and something that you definitely want to make sure that you're in the right business, that you go for the right business at the right time. And again, you know, you want to, another step is to do that assessment to see, what business should I be in? Am I in the right business? I'm going for this business. I'm going for that business. You know, that's one thing about creating the right business. When you create the right business, wow. Let me tell you, it is awesome. It is awesome because when you know, like I said, you may have to create a couple of wrong businesses. You may have to make a couple of wrong turns in order to get on the right level. But let me tell you, once you do get on the right track, oh boy, it's exciting. You will have so much fun. Yes, it is hard work, but oh my God, all of it will feel like play to you because it's the right business, it's the right fit, it feels like the right thing to do. Every day becomes another opportunity, another challenge to overcome, some new clients, some new, you know, every day becomes exciting, it becomes productive. No matter how tired you get, you still feel great. You know, you still, boy, I'm telling you, when you get in the flow of the right business for you, it's just like in life and personally when we find our purpose. You know, you suddenly, all the businesses that you've had in the past or the things you've done, they all seem to make sense and fit. I remember when I was trying to find the right network marketing company. I knew I wanted to do network marketing, but I wanted to have a certain feel, a certain fit. Hint, the right one. I wanted the right one. I didn't just want anyone. I didn't just want to join anyone. And I tried this and I tried that. I tried Avon. I tried all these different ones. And eventually, now, I didn't have any real plan to find the right one. I basically, you know, tried several. But the reason I knew I had found the right one was because everything seemed to have fallen into place. I was committed. I would get up early. I would go the extra mile. I would reach out to all kinds of people. I traveled thousands of miles for their conferences. I was every morning. I was up, excited. Was on a call that they used to do. You know, I used the products, which is very, 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 very important that you yourself, you know, use the very products for which you promote and yet you're marketing, that you're selling. I mean, oh my God. I used to hold showcase upon showcase. I wanted to learn so much about the company. I learned about the owners. I learned their story of success, how they got there. Let me tell you, it was exciting. When you find the right business, it's exciting beyond measure. Now, same thing. When that was with network marketing. But with a traditional business that you want to start, or say not a network marketing, because network marketing is totally different. And let me tell you, when you find the right business, again, things just click. Things seem to fall into place. Stuff just shows up to get you in the position that you are supposed to be in. So when I talk about the steps to creating the right business, I'm talking about doing a set of things, like thinking about where is you want to be, what you can do, and then making those steps, setting that business into motion, setting it into action. And when you do that, oh my goodness, it's not a hardship for you. The money you invest is not something that you're worried about. It's not something that you're fearful of. You're not sure. No. And you have to, when you are in the right business, you line up all of your energies, your thought energies, your emotional energies, your knowledge energies, your word energy, your action. You line them all up. And you're going in the same direction. And I'm telling you, it's exciting. And that's where a lot of people want to get with their businesses. They want to make sure that they're the right fit. It's just like when you go on a job. When you go to interview for a job, the company is assessing you, yes, but they're assessing you to the level of whether you are a right fit. And they want to know if you are the right fit for their company. And they want to know if you are the right fit for their company and if you are the right, you know, personality, the right skill sets, the right attitude, if you will fit into not only the job description, they have done the job analysis, but they also want to know, will you fit the culture of the organization? And so that's the same thing with starting a business. You have to look at what is the industry about? Are you getting into a business that has a very fast-track industry? Do you understand the industry, the culture of the industry that you're in? Say, for instance, take being an author. Do you understand the nature and the culture and of the author, of the writing industry? What does it take to be a successful writer? What does it take to be a profitable writer, author? What does it take to keep your name out there to make people actually want to purchase your books? So you have to be in the right business. Now, let's just say you are an author like myself and others. And by the way, if you want to get a copy of my book, you can simply go to the website and order it, release-your-power.com. But let's just say you are, and I also have a book to teach you about how to write a book, how to become an author, and how to make money doing it. So if you maybe you already wrote a book, but you're not sure how to make money with the book, you should definitely get my book. You can get it as an e-book for $9.99, as an e-book, or you can order the hard copy, and the hard copy is $15 rather. So it's your choice. But if you order this book, How to Write a Book, then you will see that, you know, that will teach you. But maybe just because you wrote a book doesn't mean that you are to launch a business as an author. Okay? Is it a one-hit wonder? Will you write any other books? Things of that nature. Will you be able to create other products from that book? So you have to think about all of these things when you start talking about becoming an author. Or you have to think about all these things when you start talking about starting a business. What kind of business will you start? And is it the right business for you? Same thing, I could say the same thing about the motivational speaking business that has its own industry, its own culture. Same thing with retail. Retail has a certain culture. You have to be able to, in retail, you know, first of all, you need a building. You need to be able to get clients. You need to understand what retail is about. You need to be able to, you know, have training for your staff. You need to be able to get staff that you can trust, because when you're in retail, you have some products or services in a building. Oftentimes, you need someone to run the store, so to speak. You can't do all the work yourself. So really getting the steps to getting the right business is a very, very important topic that is probably not discussed enough, but needs to be discussed more, and we'll be doing some more discussion on it. So please stay tuned and follow us on Facebook. Also, if you would like to be a member of our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, please join that as well. There you will be able to tap into other sources and webinars where we will be teaching on how to start the right business, how to stay in business, how to grow your business, how to structure your business, how to get out of business. Sometimes you have to get out. Sometimes you just have to cut your losses and get out of that business, okay? You don't want to stay there and you're losing money. You can lose money for a period of time, no doubt, and still have a successful running business, okay? But you need to know, is that what you're doing, and why are you doing that? And looking at the results of your annual activity. What is the progress? What progress are you making? Are you hitting your targets, having goals set? So we will be talking more about businesses, how to run them, how to start them. Are you in the right business, and how to create the right business? So you create the right business by following those steps that I've given out, taking the time to assess what is right for you, assessing your level of creativity. That's another step. How creative are you? And do you have the creativity for the particular business that you're trying to go into? And then creating the right business, being able to understand that industry that you're getting into, or that area of business that you're getting into, So, you know, they're just pretty basic steps of making sure that you're in the right business. And then the other, but the key factor is that it's up to you to create the right business. You don't walk down the street and hope that it falls out of the sky on you. No. You have to take the step, okay, the action. You have to move, and you have to do something to create that right business for yourself. You don't hope and pray that when you walk into the SBA office, the offices of the SBA, that, okay, it's going to jump off the shelf at you. No. Or that someone else is going to hand it to you. It's your job to take the steps to creating that right business. And so, again, there will be, you know, talking more about doing that. And when you come to our conference, we have our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. That's coming. Please put that on your calendar. Get ready. The tickets are already ready. We already have the information online. There is a website for it as well, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs. yolasite.com. So we already have that website. You can go to that website now and get any information that you need about that conference. I also will be in Maryland, Landover, Maryland. Some of you know Landover, Maryland. I will be there with the Release Your Power workshop. The Release Your Power workshop is a part of my business creation. That's talking about taking the steps to create a business. I've created a business out of the book Release Your Power. So the part of the products and services, in addition to the book, is a workshop. So the workshop, one of the workshops, I've done the workshops around the country. I've done the workshop in Atlanta, North Carolina. Now we're going to Maryland, right near D.C., also, we've done the workshop in Ohio and in Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to Cincinnati, Ohio, in I believe August to do the Release Your Power conference. It's been a workshop, it's been a conference, it's been a seminar, it's an online program, it's a coaching program, and that's what I'm talking about: creating the business that's right for you. And you can't let anyone tell you that this business is not for you, that this is not the right business. So at this point, if you do have any questions about steps to creating the right business, you can just hit your number one key. I'll open up your phone line, and I will let you ask a question or make a comment that you may have about steps to creating the right business. We do have a couple minutes left on the broadcast, or you can make any other comment or ask any other question. So just know that, but if there are no questions, I'll just, you know, keep going. We just have a few minutes left to the broadcast. But like I said, you know, it is up to you to sit down and lay it out, plan it out, make a list, whatever it takes for you, to figure out if you're not sure where to start. That's why we have coaches like myself, business coaches, life, they call them life coaches, what have you. That's why we're here, to help you. I've been a business professor for 10 years at Essex County College and Union County College. So this is what I do, 2 or 3, 4 days a week. Sometimes 2 or 3 classes a day. So all I talk about are steps to starting a business, how businesses are operating. So I'm not just, you know, some fly-by-night person who just jumped up and decided to start talking about how to be an entrepreneur, how to start a business. No, I've been teaching this subject at Essex County College for the past 10 years. I graduated with an MBA from Fairleigh Dickinson in the summer of 2003, though I finished the courses in December 2002. So I've had a lot of contact and interaction, a lot of hours spent on the subject of business ownership, starting a business, running a business, making a successful business. And I'm here to share what I know with others. I went and paid all that money, got that degree, and spent hours teaching the course so that I could have information to share with others who also wanted to be in business. Now, when I first started the MBA program, I had no idea that I would be using my degree to teach. That was not my thinking, or to show others how to start businesses. But halfway through the program, I did decide that I wanted to teach. Okay, so that at the college. And then it wasn't until I had taught the course for maybe, 5 years that I said, well, wait a minute, I like doing this. Let me teach others outside of the college classroom. And therefore, I began to do workshops and seminars here and there. And it wasn't until, like, really the past year and a half that I'd start actually making it, like, really part of my business to teach others what the business scene is all about. And lo and behold, we fall into a bad economy. Everything is turned upside down as it relates to getting people hired. And now everyone seems to be talking about starting a business and being an entrepreneur. So I feel that, hey, I was a little before my time, so therefore I'm in the right time with the right business. But again, you have to decide for yourself if you're in the right business. Like I said, sometimes it takes being in the wrong business or being in other businesses. So I hope you got something out of the broadcast today. Please, you are more than welcome to send me feedback on Facebook. You can always make a comment. Tomorrow we have a very, very, I believe we have a guest tomorrow, Thursday, on the show. But if not, we'll have another exciting topic for you. Next week, all week long, we will have topics surrounding, as a business owner, we're going to be talking about, it may not sound like a business topic, but in dedication to Women's History Month, all next week, we're going to talk about issues that concern women. So as next month being basically the last week of the month, all week long, we're going to dedicate the broadcast all about entrepreneurs to talking about issues dealing with women. So do stay tuned, and we will see you back tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a awesome, awesome day.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.